There's a story that came out of police freeing a seal trapped in fishing net, which is a very, it's a very nice story.
Was it during a Viking funeral?
It was not. Mm. It was off the coast of Mexico. And the Guadalupe fur seal was trapped in a fishing net on the beach. And the guys had to go near and try not to get bit and all this stuff. And Sergeant Kyle Watson went near and cut the fishing net off this seal. And they've actually let it go. He said the animal was going to die if we didn't cut it away. And so now they have saved the seal. They didn't get bit by it. It was freed, and it hopped back into the ocean. Oh. And they got caught up. And it's such a feel-good story on the online. And he says, I just hope there's somebody out there to cut me loose if I need to, said Sergeant Watson. So the Guadalupe fur seal is now, it's a threatened species, by the way. And so now it's been saved and no longer is in danger on the beaches in Mexico where these guys had to save the Ocean Shores Police Department. So, pretty much applause to them. A very nice, a feel-good story today about the Guadalupe fur seal.
Wow, that's riveting. Thank you so much for that. I don't know where I'd be without you. That story.
Yes.
I'm so glad he's great. Is this off Cuba? Where was this?
No, this is off Mexico, actually. The Guadalupe fur seal, Ricky.
Guadalupe is my cousin.
Yeah, that was he.
Guadalupe is my dad's name.
See?
Are you serious?
Yep.
Did you call him Guadalupe, or did he have a short... A version of that.
I didn't call him anything because he was never around.
No, not you, but...
But everybody called him Lupe. Everybody called him Lupe.
Lupe. That's a pretty cool name, Lupe.
Sure it is.
So, Ricky, yes, the Guadalupe fur seal.
We need to build a wall.
Threatened.
Get them off our shores. Build that wall. Build that wall.
They're a threatened species. They need to be
Mexico
handled
will pay
with
for
care.
It. Mexico is going to pay for the wall. Who's going to pay for it, America?
Well, I mean, indirectly. I didn't mean actually pay for it. I meant indirectly pay for it. Sort of.
Mexico! Guadalupe the seal? You know what he does?
What does he do?
He goes, babaloo!
Is that what he does?
They're cute, but they're very annoying.
Well, now he's been saved.
You don't say.
Great singers, though.
Wow, that's a seal?
Yeah.
Great voice.
Very talented.
He had a lot of hits, that seal.
They're like supermodels, too. The Heidi Klum Guadalupe seal.
Monica, I never knew your dad was Guadalupe.
Oh, that was his name.
Is that a common name for a guy?
I knew that, because I pay attention when you talk.
Same. Yeah, maybe she said a long time ago, but I forgot he was Guadalupe.
I honestly don't know if that's Lupe. Common. I have no idea, but that was his name, and they called him Lupe.
Hmm. Someone Bone Chat says Guadalupe is a woman's name. That's odd.
Could your dad
be
a woman?
That can't be.
If your dad was still alive, would you be able to pick him out of a lineup?
No. I have one picture of him from when I was in eighth grade, actually right when I came out of a coma. So I don't know if I could or not, but...
So you were in junior high school? I thought you were in high school when you had the coma.
No, I was...
when you caught the coma?
Middle school when I...
Wait, when did your dad leave?
Comed out. Oh, when we were two.
Okay.
So I just never knew. It wasn't like, oh, where did he go?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a never been there thing. And until the coma happened, and then all of a sudden he came around for a sec, and then he left.
For a sec.
So that's the last time you saw him?
I never saw him ever in my life. Well, when I was two.
It was just while you were in a coma, and so you didn't see
him. No, when I was in a coma, he just called. There was no visits or anything.
I was going to say, you think he banged your mom in the hospital?
Ew.
For old time's sake? Try to make a new one just in case you don't make it?
Hey, Kathy, you want to throw one back for old time's sake or what?
Let's see if we can wake her up. What do you think? Right on next to her on the bed. What do you think?
Just to, maybe make a new one in case you don't make it.
A spare, if you will.
If she doesn't pull out of this thing, we should probably have another baby together.
Have a Monica in the bank, so to speak.
Is that the soundtrack?
We go live to Monica's hospital room
in Guadalupe, Mexico.
I like that song.
That giggle.
And so did you lose, if you had one scant memory of your dad when you were two or three or something like that, did you lose that? After
the
coma?
I got nothing.
Is that what you're getting at? That you lost some of those things?
No, I never had any memories.
Or you never had any to begin with ever?
No, nothing. I mean, and I'm not bitter or mad. I mean, it's just factual. Yeah. It's just the way it was. I feel like he missed out on all the coolness that is Monica.
Aww. That's a good way to look at it.
He missed out on you for sure, no question.
A little self-absorbed, but it's cool.
I don't think about it all. I'm saying when I do think about it, that's what I think. It's his loss because I was a good kid. Mm. You know what I mean? I wasn't a brat or I wasn't a pain in the butt.
No, you're a good girl. A lot of nice memories he could have had that he didn't.
Oh, Guadalupe.
Were they married?
Yes. The first husband ever. He was the OG hubby.
Oh. And you all three have the same father or no?
No. Me and my older brother have the same. Me and my older brother have Guadalupe. And then my younger brother has Caco. Remember we had this discussion?
Wait.
That's right, yeah. Has who?
His dad's name is Caco. And I forgot that you guys...
Caco.
Is there a longer version of that?
I think it was short for Clarence, maybe. I think.
Funny.
Clarence?
I
remember
know.
Lupe. I don't remember Caco. You would think Caco would be something that stuck with me.
Caco was a thing.
Wow.
And
that
believe
was
it
just...
or not, Caco was the coolest. Like, everybody wanted to. All the chicks wanted Caco. Yep.
Yes, they did.
Of course. Why wouldn't they? What? And that was his real name, not his nickname?
My life. No, I think that was his nickname. I'm pretty sure it was
his
nickname.
Did he have a sign on a belt buckle that said, eat at Caco's?
Is it Caco Tuesday yet or no? My favorite day of the week.
He had one of those Trans Ams with the eagle on the front. You know what I mean? I remember
All you
that.
Can eat Caco's?
Caco's Tacos. There's all sorts of things he could do with that name. Wow.
Where in the world does Caco short for Clarence?
I know.
I don't know. I was a kid. I barely remember, but yeah.
Lupe, Guadalupe. Get it.
So my Caco mom banged Lupe Clarence. And Caco. That's her, list of people.
That's her list. So he was original. They were married, like, as we would expect, not just, like, together or married at some Elvis Chapel or whatever. It was, like, her original.
No.
And they were together how long?
Lupe and my mom. They were together until I was two, and then Lupe banged the babysitter. Then that just, you know, that's not going to end well.
While she was babysitting for you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know time frames or anything, but I know he banged the babysitter, and therefore he was out. And my mom never married Caco. Caco would not get married. You couldn't tie him down.
She worshipped Caco.
We should find Caco.
I would happily talk to Caco. Oh, my God.
How many guys could be named Caco?
Can you imagine if Caco was living in South Florida right now
great.
And he's just listening? Oh, my God.
I would so talk to Caco. Because you don't have to understand, I was a kid last time I saw him, like, you know, like 7, 8 years old or something. Mm-hmm. So it's been forever. Oh, my gosh.
I loved his song from the 80s.
When you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
My favorite Caco song.
Different types to wear a day coat, pants with straps, not a coat.
I don't know about
see,
you,
Monica.
Brett, I don't know about you, but I'm cuckoo for Caco Puffs.
Well, Monica, he's done very well since he banged your mom and left. That hit and everything.
Don't know if he'll talk to me anymore. He's a superstar.
Aw, man. What a life you have had.
Right?
That was just till
it's
8 years
really
old.
Just, right.
That was literally just till 7 or 8.
I know.
That's not even anything.
And then you add in the coma thing, and like it's just
that's a thing.
Unreal.
Caco. Brett, hold on to that.
I changed my name in Bowen chat to Caco Guadalupe. That's how much I love this.
Did you really?
What a moving tribute.
Caco Guadalupe? How did you spell Caco?
C-O-C-C-O.
It's C-A-C-O.
I don't care. That's how I spelled it.
Well, now it's not such a moving
Caco.
Tribute, is it?
I love Caco.
Isolate audio.
Just remove the O.
It's happening.
And then we can't play it. Yeah. Right, exactly.
And are both of them still alive?
No. Remember, my dad died randomly maybe last year or something like that. And so I was kind of sick because I never got to meet him. I know. That's kind of weird. But I don't
Caco,
know.
Caco, you said, could still be around.
I think Caco still could be. Last I knew, he lived in Keokuk, Iowa, which is a tiny little town.
No. Caco can't live in Keokuk. That's so weird. Yeah.
Caco from Keokuk.
I feel like I'm making
Caco
somebody swear.
Caco from Keokuk. Jesus. Your life, man. Wow.
Keokuk, Iowa.
It's a tiny little town. I had a lot of good times in Keokuk. It smells there, you know, like one of those towns that smells.
What do you mean? It smells.
You know, like how when you enter, like through when you just now entering Keokuk, It just starts to smell like garbage there. It just, and then you have to be in it for like 5 or 10 minutes before it starts to, you get used to it.
It's a big landfill place?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's not near, so it's not near a factory that makes like fertilizer or something.
I don't know what the problem
chemicals.
Is. It just stinks.
Oh, that's horrible. A town in the middle of nowhere shouldn't stink.
I know.
How much family do you have still in Iowa?
My cousins and my aunt and uncle live in Iowa.
Who's
and
in Buffalo?
I want to say my younger brother and maybe my mom. I don't know if my mom's in Iowa or Buffalo.
So your mother took off with you and your brothers and left everybody and went to Buffalo?
Yes. Well, the tiny little town we're from is like, you know, it's one of those surviving on the factory. And otherwise, right. Why is it even a town? And then that factory was going to shut down, and she just happened to start there full time. And then they were like, you have a choice. I love this. You have a choice. You can go to Flint, Michigan. You can transfer to Flint, Michigan, or Buffalo, New York. And so my mom, I will never forget this, because like I said, I was in middle school or something, and she gathered us all around, and she was like, okay, guys, family meeting time. We either need to move to Flint, Michigan, or Buffalo, New York. What do you guys think? I mean, you have to understand, we don't know.
What a choice.
We're like from Fort Madison. We don't know. And then my brother speaks up and is like, well, Buffalo has the Bills, so let's move there.
And that's why
that's exactly
you have the pedigree you do?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Oh,
and she's like, okay. So she took my 15-year-old brother's word, and we went.
Which
she's pretty brave. You take three kids to a town you've never been to. Yeah, on your own.
When you're a promiscuous whore, though, you're going to make friends fast.
She sure did find an apartment pretty quickly.
Just got some money together. She was all set.